Hello and welcome to another edition of the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We like to get right into it, and what we're going to get right into today is the Democrats' Eric Swalwell problem. You all know who Eric Swalwell is, the Democratic representative from California, a former short-time Democratic presidential candidate, and a member of the House Intelligence Committee. So, what is the Democrats' Eric Swalwell problem? House Democratic leaders are trying to keep this espionage scandal involving Swalwell under tight control. It's going to be an uphill battle. Republicans are pushing harder and harder to learn more about Swalwell's relationship with Christine Fang, the Chinese spy. The Democrats have allies. A lot of people in the press are not reporting it. And the New York Times has averted its eyes and so far refused to publish even one word about this matter. But they can't hold out forever. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader in the House, is demanding that the FBI brief all members of the Intelligence Committee on what the Bureau knows about the relationship between Swalwell and Fang. Now, we do know this relationship began sometime after Fang arrived in the United States in 2011, and that was before Swalwell was elected to Congress. This continued, this relationship, through 2015, by which time Swalwell had won election to the House, and Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic leader at the time, had picked him for a coveted spot on the Intelligence Committee. Now, when she picked him for the Intelligence Committee, Swalwell apparently had a relationship of some sort with Christine Fang, and she, as a Chinese spy, was under surveillance by U.S. intelligence. And the U.S. intelligence apparently picks up information about her having some sort of relationship with a member of Congress. Remember, that's Eric Swalwell. So in 2015, the FBI meets with Swalwell. Remember, he's a member of the Intelligence Committee, to inform him that Christine Fang was a spy. So Swalwell says he immediately cut off all contact with Fang, who quickly left the U.S. in mid-2015. A lot of this was in the original report on this by Axios, which broke the Eric Swalwell story. So, Fang leaves the United States. Eric Swalwell says he cuts off all contact with her. That happens by mid-2015. A year later, Swalwell starts accusing the Trump campaign of collusion with Russia. He wanted to have a 9/11-style commission to investigate the alleged influence of Russian spy agencies with Donald Trump, who at that time was a candidate for president, and with members of the Trump campaign. Now, nobody in the public knew it at the time, but Swalwell had just recently had some sort of involvement with a spy himself, one the FBI had actually warned him about. As 2016 and 2017 went on, Swalwell became one of the leading voices attacking President Trump and Trump's Republican defenders on the debunked Russia issue, the now debunked Russia issue. So now, 2020, Republicans are looking back on those days and are amazed that Swalwell would play the role of attack dog when he himself had been in close contact with a foreign spy. Now, I asked Representative Devin Nunes, he's the ranking Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, for a statement on this. And I'm going to read you the statement that I got back. Here's the statement in its entirety. Quote, "Democrats spent 4 years accusing Republicans of cozying up to foreign spies when the Democrats themselves were doing that. Now, my Republican colleagues are asking me if there are Democrat P-tapes and if they're being blackmailed with naked pictures of their party leaders. Maybe all the Democrats' accusations stem from what's really happening to them." End quote. So that's the statement from Representative Nunes. Now, there is a lot of history in that statement. You don't have to be a Trump-Russia aficionado to recognize the reference to the, quote, P-tape. It's obviously a reference to the Steele dossier, which among its many false allegations, spread the story that Donald Trump, as a private citizen, had watched as prostitutes engaged in a kinky sex act in a Moscow hotel room in 2013, while Russian intelligence services filmed the whole episode, and thus they had this, quote, pee tape as blackmail to hang over Trump's head. Now, as we know, the story wasn't true. Steele's sources actually thought it was a joke and were surprised when Steele included it in the dossier, but it got American intelligence officials very excited. In January of 2017, James Comey, then the FBI director, actually briefed President-elect Donald Trump about the pee tape. So this was something they were very excited about. It was, and at the very same time, the FBI was trying to verify it and never, ever, ever could, and finally got to steal sources for it, who couldn't believe anybody even took it seriously. They thought it was just bar talk. But among those who was enormously interested in the P-tape, I mean really interested, was one Eric Swalwell. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read you a portion of my newsletter from earlier this year. And it was about Swalwell's performance in a House Intelligence Committee meeting in late 2017. Now, the transcript of this was all a secret. It was not released in public. But it was later released earlier this year. So we now know what Swalwell was saying, and he was enormously interested in the P-tape. So I'm going to do a non-dramatic reading from my newsletter from this time. On November 17, 2017, the House committee interviewed Trump bodyguard Keith Schiller, who accompanied Trump on the Moscow trip. Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell took it upon himself to try to get Schiller to corroborate the P-tape story. But since the episode did not happen, there was no corroboration to be had. So Swalwell asked question after question, pursuing Schiller for incriminating details, leading to enlightening exchanges like this. Question: what do you remember about the hotel? Answer: it was nice. Question: and was it the nicest room in the hotel that you stayed at? Answer: well, I don't know if it was the nicest one. I only stayed in one. Swalwell even produced a photo of a room in the Ritz-Carlton, leading to more instructive testimony. Question: does it look like the hotel room that Mr. Trump stayed in when he went to Moscow, the 2013 trip? Answer: I don't recall. We've been in thousands of hotel rooms. It could be one of any, but it looks like a nice room. Question: looks like a room that Mr. Trump might stay in? Answer: I'd stay there. As Republicans stifled laughter, Swalwell went on and on asking Schiller about this or that Russian that he had never heard of. It would be years before news broke that the FBI had learned early on that the dossier and the P-tape were nonsense. Now, thanks to the release of the House interviews, the public can see how seriously Democrats took the dossier long after it should have been debunked. So that's the end of my non-dramatic reading from my newsletter earlier this year. But it gives you an idea of how deeply interested Eric Swalwell was in the mythical P-tape. So that was 2017. Now, imagine Republican responses in recent days when they learned that there was one person in the committee room on that day who appears to have been caught by surveillance in a relationship with a foreign spy, and it was Representative Swalwell himself. Now, for the Republican Party, the important thing right now is to learn exactly what the FBI knows about the Swalwell case. Last week, Kevin McCarthy received an FBI briefing on the matter. Actually, McCarthy had been pressing for a briefing, and the FBI had canceled twice before finally consenting to brief McCarthy. But the briefing was just for McCarthy and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who they were the only two members of Congress in the room. The information is classified, and both are forbidden from discussing what was said So McCarthy comes out and he makes no secret that he believes the Swalwell case is a very big deal. Quote, one thing that was fundamentally answered, he should not be on intel. That's what McCarthy said right after the briefing. So the night, that night that he's had the briefing, McCarthy goes on Fox News, The Story with Martha McCallum. And McCarthy says, quote, I can't tell you about what was said, but I can tell you this. What I learned today, and anyone who is in that room with me would never allow Swalwell to be on the Intel Committee or to continue to be on it. Now, if anybody knew about that Swalwell information before this news broke in Axios, McCarthy said, Swalwell should not be serving on the committee at all. And that was a direct shot at Nancy Pelosi, who had picked Swalwell, this ambitious young congressman from very close to her own district in California, to be on the Intelligence Committee, which is an assignment most members only win after more longer service than Eric Swalwell. So what's the next step? The next step is for Republicans to get the FBI to brief all of the members of the Intelligence Committee. McCarthy is demanding that there be a briefing for all of the members of the Intelligence Committee. Remember, they're all cleared to hear this stuff and to hear very, very highly secret material because they're on the Intelligence Committee. Right now, only McCarthy and Pelosi have heard what the Bureau has to say. They're barred by these classification rules from speaking publicly about it. That helps Pelosi keep a lid on this matter. That and some parts of the press ignoring it, the New York Times just completely averting its eyes from it, that helps Pelosi keep a lid on the matter. But if more members, including members of Pelosi's party, learn the facts of the case, there will be increasing pressure on Pelosi to do something about it. Now, one Hill Republican, unidentified, says that McCarthy, quote, thinks both Republicans and Democrats would agree that the information contained in the briefing would lead folks to conclude Swalwell should not be on the committee. So, there's probably going to be this briefing. It's unclear when it will occur. Pelosi might try to block it. Maybe she can delay things for a while. But remember, when next year comes, Pelosi will still be the Speaker of the House, but she will have a diminished majority, and she will have a lot of fights to fight. She's going to have an infinitely more difficult job to do next year. And at some point, keeping the Eric Swalwell story under wraps will not be a top priority for her. And at that point, we will finally learn more about what actually happened with Eric Swalwell and with Christine Fang, and what happened with a member of Congress who would go on to accuse Donald Trump and his associates of cozying up to Russian spies when he, Eric Swalwell himself, had been in close contact with a foreign spy and the FBI knew about it. So, there's more to come on this one. I hope we will be talking about it in the future. But thanks for listening right now. Appreciate it. And join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.
Ricochet. Join the conversation.